Are you okay?
Yeah, just excited and nervous. I didn't expect to be so nervous. I mean, I was the one who wanted to try this. But it's different now that I'm here, naked in our bedroom while we wait for Jason to arrive.
Kitten, come here. On your knees.
Okay. Just sitting here at your feet makes me feel better. Your fingers move through my hair, and I feel myself start to actually relax. Fuck. The butt plug in my ass shifts again, rubbing against my walls. God, I want to fuck myself on it so badly. But you said I had to wait, and I want to be good for you.
Now, kitten, use your words for me. What's the matter?
I'm excited to do this, sir. But I'm nervous because it's my first time. I don't want to screw it up.
You won't screw it up. It's okay to feel nervous trying new things. We don't have to do this if you change your mind. You know you can always say no at any time.
I know. And I'll say so if I change my mind. But I really do want to do this. It's just first night nerves. That's all. I've wanted to try this for a long time. Double penetration with you and another person. It's my biggest fantasy. Being used by two people at the same time. Feeling two cocks inside me at once. When you suggested we ask one of our long-term play partners, I couldn't say yes fast enough. We've known Jason since college. He was the best man at our wedding 5 years ago. There's always been a chemistry between us and Jason. And when we decided to start experimenting, there was no one else I wanted to ask. You do like me all to yourself, and I love that side of you. But there's something about Jason I trust completely.
Remember what we said before. We go at your pace. We'll take good care of you. Do you remember our safe words?
Yes, sir. Yellow means slow down. Red means stop.
Good girl.
You and Jason have always loved taking good care of me. You both know exactly how to make me scream and beg for more. But you love pampering me, too. I know I'm in two pairs of very good, very skilled hands tonight.
He's here. Want me to bring him in?
Yes.
Whatever my kitten wants. Get on the bed and stay on your knees. Palms up.
Wow. She's on her knees already?
You know, such a good girl for me.
Well, it usually takes me a few tries. Not that I'm complaining.
I can feel both of your eyes on me from the doorway. I squeeze involuntarily around the plug. Fuck. I hide my smile in the bedsheets. I know he loves it when I'm a brat. You're talking about me like I'm not here, and fuck, it feels so good. I don't know how to explain it, or why it turns me on to be treated like, I don't know, an object. But it just does. Hey.
I heard you were gonna have a little fun tonight. Have you been preparing yourself for me?
He touches the gem of the plug, circling it around with his fingers.
She loves the plug you gave her. Kitten, do you want to make our guest more comfortable?
Yes, sir.
She's been waiting to get her hands on you all week. I've had her edge every night, so she's nice and needy for us.
I like the sound of that. Should we get started? Come here.
Mm. Edging myself every night has been torture. I fucking hated not coming. But I also loved it, knowing that I'd be a begging mess when you two finally got your hands on me. Just how we all like it. Both of your cocks are rock hard, ready for me to play with. And what kind of host would I be if I didn't tend to my guest?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.